This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Big sigh.
Don't try. No, I'm not just going to recreate this like we haven't just done a huge 7-minute intro that died.
So here's the thing. This is the second...
Hello, welcome to the latest episode of the National Treasures podcast, the shambolic podcast made for you with love and very little due care and attention by Laura Lex and Will Duggan.
So we're recording today. It's the second time we've attempted to record this introduction because my phone just stopped recording. So it's weird because part of me is like, oh, I liked when we discussed that. We should talk about it. But I don't want it to feel forced.
Yeah.
It's January. It's early January. It's January the 17th. Laura and I are on our first record of the year. Not the first
episode.
First day out of 2023. A few changes to the National Treasures sort of setup. Laura, tell them.
We've got new microphones. We've got separate microphones now. We've each got a little lapel mic, so there's no more of one of us chasing the other one round, holding out a single microphone for the other to talk into, which is genuinely very exciting, both from a catching everything we're saying perspective and from an editing point of view.
Yeah, and we're also wireless.
Yeah, we can go, what is it, up to 20 metres away from
each other. Up to 20 metres away from the recording device.
But that's each other, isn't it, unless we've left the recording device on the floor.
So 40 metres between us?
No.
Yeah.
Why would we leave your phone on the floor in a National Trust house or
Who gives a fuck, you know what I mean? Like, live on the edge.
No, that's just stupid.
So anyway, we've got the new microphones. I made the executive decision at the end of last year at Christmas to lose the microphone.
It was good.
Which I did with style and aplomb.
Yeah.
I had Becca's family down for Christmas. Now, I normally keep the microphone in the sort of well of my car chair seat door or the kitchen table. And it was on the kitchen table, and I thought, I best move that, or I'll get lost for Christmas. I'll put it somewhere safe, and I'm buggered if I know where that is.
Hello, everyone. We're going to Canvey Island today on the orders, suggestion, joining inness of Esther Manito, all-round phenomenal comic, brilliant woman, just excellent person. She said her favourite day out was to take the kids to Canvey Island and build a sandcastle, dig in the sand and make dams. She did talk about, like, building fortifications, which I feel like will appeal to you, old double dogs.
What, she'd, like, build sort of a weir?
Well, you know when you dig out a channel in the water and you can get down to a bit where the water's streaming, can't you? And then you can, like, dig a channel down to the sea.
Yep.
I'm starting to wish I'd brought a spare pair of trousers for this.
Why? You shit yourself.
I'm very nervous talking about those defences just now.
What happened? We're just having a chat. You start talking about sand architecture and something happens in your trousers.
No, I mean, like, because now I'm picturing myself kneeling down to build sand architecture and my knees have got wet.
Laura, don't worry. I have not dressed
You've
for that.
Dressed so dapper today. You look amazing.
Tell everyone what I'm wearing, Laura.
You're wearing some very nice leather brown shoes.
Chelsea boots.
And then, like, those sort of dark blue trousers that aren't jeans and aren't chinos. They're sort of somewhere in between.
They're slacks, aren't they? They're just trousers, aren't they?
Right. And then you've got a very nice sort of like formal black coat on.
It's a pea coat.
It's a pea coat. Why did you want me to tell them? Why?
Because I'm just enjoying to be talked about.
And then you've got, a very lovely sort of mustard yellow scarf with blue, like those feathery illustrations on it.
Yep. It's a tootle scarf.
It's a tootle scarf. I've learned so much about men's fashion in the
And then I've just got a red hat.
Yes, and then a beanie hat on. You look very dapper. Very dapper indeed, sir.
I'm trying to dress nicer. Because, you know, genuinely, actually, I mean, this is not really about... The point is, we're going to Canvey Island. Also, the dog's here and he's livid.
Oh, yeah, Mackie's in the back. She's very angry about the fact that she's not allowed to stand on Will's arms. This is a problem with the dog. She doesn't like to be in her crate in the back. She'll moan about it. But if you let her sit on someone's lap on the front seat, she doesn't just, like, lie down in their lap and settle. She likes to stand with both forelegs on one forearm of the person and the back legs on the other forearm. And then she just falls over all the time.
So what are we looking forward to at Canvey Island?
Losing my dog. I'm looking forward to all of it, to be honest. I sometimes like these days out where it's work mandated, so I've had to do it, but it's just a nice day with my mate and it's a bit of a refresher of my brain.
Also, and listen, I hope that as a listener to the podcast, you enjoy the fact that we are not just very centric to where we are. We went to our fucking island off the north coast of Scotland, for Christ's sake. West coast, but east coast, fuck! West coast? Where's Edinburgh?
East Coast.
But one of the nicest things about this is it's just over an hour and a half drive from us. So not only a nice day out, it's not a slog to get there.
No.
It's not a slog to get back. This is just going to be generally a lovely day out. So we'll see you there.
Yeah. Well, we are here. We have arrived at Canvey Island, and let me tell you, it is already 1,000,000% worth coming here. So we're driving along. We are on our way, having the time of our lives in the car, chit-chatting, catching up. We have seen each other, we have spoken, but there's still a lot. Will had new stories. And then as we got near,
I bought a new watch, that's one of them.
Yeah, telling me all about his watch, his love of vintage. As we got nearer, Will started to express quite a sincere need for a toilet.
I went out for dinner last night. I went for delicious Korean chicken, of which I, through a toxic masculine thing, went for a very spicy one. And I also had a very large side of kimchi, which is fermented vegetables. And that has come to, quite literally, bite me on the arse.
So things were getting a bit rowdy in the front. Hang on a minute. We're on the Canvey seafront. We're just having a little potter. And there's some like sanctioned graffiti. What do you call graffiti that's not shit?
Street art.
Street art, that's it. On the wall. And it says, Canvey is England's Lords.
With a correct use of an apostrophe.
Oh, yeah. Circa 1985. And then there's a picture of the Blessed Mary above a bungalow. And it says Mary's House.
And it's been painted by Richard Ashton in 2017.
Do you know, sure,
Laura,
has.
Whilst I'm really enjoying this this episode, as you mentioned in the introduction, we've got new microphones. And I keep, through like a muscle memory, coming near to you to talk, forgetting that I can just be.
You can just talk
be.
Wherever you like. It's really nice.
So anyway,
he needed a solid bathroom moment. And
but it wasn't very bloody solid, I haven't.
Oh, stop it. And then as we're trying to find somewhere to park, so we found somewhere to park, we've just parked right on the seafront. The parking, very reasonable for the seafront, I thought.
£3 for 3 hours.
£7 for 24 hours. That's like, it's like £7 for 2 hours in Brighton. Anyway, parked up, and Will said, listen, there's some public toilets in this car park. Do you mind if I go and make the most of those while you find somewhere to park? And I said, of course, darling, that's fine. Jump out of the car, which he did.
Which I did.
Straight onto a block of ice and flew around the car park in a manner that only a Will Duggan in inappropriate shoes could do.
It's icy and I'm in Chelsea boots.
It was glorious.
Absolutely fantastic.
Wonderful. I rarely laugh as much as seeing Will correcting his balance while the earth and gravity try to make him go arse over tit. And what a start to our first visit of the year, Will. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So here we are. Here we are. We're very near to Fantasy Island.
Yes. Which, if it was high summer, we'd visit, wouldn't we?
And it looks good. Do you know what? So listen, if you are a fan of Canvey Island, a resident of Canvey Island, I don't mean this in any disrespectful way, but I love the fact that this place was clearly at its pomp in the 60s, the 70s, and they went, nah, we're sticking with this. Like, yeah, good for you.
It's quite brutalist, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's interesting, though, is like this. So we're walking along, there's a big wall to our right that they've put beautiful street art on. So we've just walked past it, done by Canvey Island Horticultural Society. So it's a really pretty image of allotments and flowers and all that sort of stuff. But it is a flood wall because it's got floodgates, look, that you can lock up.
And so the top of the wall is sort of curved in
over
to fight the... I suppose, like, if you look down at the sea there, it's very clear the tide's out.
Yeah.
And it's very close to the town. Like, you're thinking, again, in Brighton, you've got Marine Parade and all that protecting you, whereas you haven't here.
No. It's very calm and flat, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
So what's the land over there, then? Is that just another bit of Essex?
Shall I get a map up and have a look?
Yeah. God, we're going to sound so unknowledgeable, but I don't really know anything about the geography. There's so many little wader birds just out in the shallows.
The thing is, that's not the sea. That's the River Thames.
It's the Thames, is it?
Yeah, that's the River Thames. So we're heading inland, so towards, well, London, I suppose. And if you look here, if you're going the other way, the Thames goes out to sea there.
Hmm. That way. Well, maybe, there's a pier that way. Should we turn around and walk the other way?
Yeah, all right. Such inappropriate footwear.
It's almost like you didn't realise you were coming to a beach.
Look, an empty oyster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's tons of shells washed up here, aren't there?
Yeah, loads of empty oysters and mussel shells. And do you know, this must be...
Those are terns, those birds, aren't they? What's that little one there with the long...
Is it a spoonbill?
I don't know.
Is that a bird?
Bad bird watching. Who's this for? Pointing out birds, but don't know what they are. There's terns. I know that those are terns.
There's a seagull.
Oh, yeah. And yes, there's a gull. A herring gull,
yeah,
if we're being fancy about it.
Watch how big that oyster was.
Whoa, that is a big oyster.
You know, it's the only thing I don't like about living in Brighton. The beach isn't sandy.
Yeah.
Now, here's the question, Laura.
If it was sandy, though, do you reckon we'd be able to afford to live there?
I can barely afford it now.
Exactly.
Is Brighton Beach, will it ever be sandy? Like in millions and millions of years?
I have no idea.
If you know, please let us know.
You've got to ask me questions about the film while you were sleeping if you want a knowledgeable answer, darling.
What's the film while you were sleeping, Laura?
You've not seen it?
No.
Surely I've made you watch it before. Bill Pullman and Sandra Bullock being delightfully 90s together.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It is lovely.
Have you seen her Event Horizon?
No.
Shit, but good.
Yeah.
Hey, Mackie.
Hi, baby. Mackie's made a friend. There's another dog.
What a lovely audio landscape we create. Two dogs having a... Is it a play? Is it a fuck? Is it a fight?
Yeah, I feel like all three of those things are very connected for dogs. Well, it's industrial over there, isn't it?
The thing is, that's just into like, still in Essex.
Yeah, where's that then over there?
So going over, I couldn't find any like big cities, but like eventually, so you've got All Hallows, St. Mary Who, High Holston, but eventually going down into like Cooling and Sutton Hoo, all that sort of thing. Are these groins?
Yes. Could you put it away though? Because we are in a public place.
No notes. 10 out of 10.
You liked it. Yeah, I think they are, aren't they? Those like sort of like struts that are built along the beach to keep all the sand in its sections.
Do you know what the beach aesthetically really reminds me of? Whitstable.
Yes, it is very Whitstable-esque. I guess, like, as the crow flies, we're very near Whitstable, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, we're not too far from any of that. So we are, for any listeners not in the UK, we're sort of in the southeast of England. Laura was asking me to go sort of clambering in these boots.
Well, no. I told you we were coming on a day trip to go rock pooling and on a beach, and you chose to wear your brand new Chelsea boots.
They're not brand new.
All right, then.
They're just Chelsea boots. Laura, shut up.
Oh, some sea glass.
Sea glass.
Pretty.
Very pretty, but not as pretty as what I'm looking at through it.
Which is nothing, because it's opaque. Hello, Mac, are you having the time of your life? Go on, then.
What's
There's
that?
Another bird there. Look at that dark one with an even longer bill.
Maybe that's right. A spoon bill.
Well, the bill doesn't look like a spoon, though, so why would that be a spoon bill?
Maybe it's a straw bill.
Yeah, that's more like it. Or just a bill, you know, because it really looks like a bill.
Maybe it's William.
William Bill. There's lots of birds anyway, so if you like birds and you can identify them.
Yeah, and
listening to this audio of two people going, that's a new bird. I've intrigued you. Come to Canby Island.
If you like that, come here. And if you like pina coladas and walks in the rain, have an affair.
Yeah, but have an affair with your own partner so that everybody thinks
that song cute. Blows my mind because, like, they're both bad guys. Break up, you're not happy.
Yeah. But have you have to be really, really unhappy to break up, don't you?
Sorry?
You have to be really, really unhappy to break up.
I think you have to be as unhappy as you to have an affair. Yes?
Do you reckon?
I don't know. I've never got divorced or had an affair.
Why did you just answer to a woman calling her child?
She said, hello, my love.
She said, Myla.
Oh.
Are you pooping again? Oh, you've got such a bad tummy, haven't you?
That's too, that's the Mackie, not me.
What have you found?
Well, I don't know.
Piece of rubber or something?
It's very hard.
It looks like it's going to be a round shape, that, if it's complete, isn't
it? Yeah, 100%.
Hang on a minute, there's a history painted on the walls. So it's the beginning. And then there's like a oldie worldie map painted of Essex away there. And it's like, where you think of Essex now as sticking out and being completely, a solid county, it's all attached. This shows much, much more water. So I guess before they drained the marshes and put it together as it is now.
Also, that's not north.
Isn't it England Bends?
Don't ever assume what England does. England Bends for no man.
Okay. Cool. Morning. So it says, I am your seawall. I stand here 24/7, 365.
Which I don't think means the 24th of July, the year 365.
It's a very modern wall. I'm here 24/7, 365.
No matter how high the tide or how strong the wind, you can depend on me and sleep safely at night. But it has not always been so. This is my story.
Bum, bum, bum.
The beginning.
And then we see some people.
You know, it's horse and cart.
Gosh,
16, 18.
Absolute mean-looking baby that looks kind of like Johnny Vegas.
Yeah, this baby is desperate for a pint of beer.
Livid with the world. So, early 20th century. This is painted by Tiffany Hughes, and there's a woman going across the marshes or the water, by the looks of it, on a like train of stepping stones.
So, in February 1953...
Well, that's quite recent, then.
Yeah. There were northerly gales of 70 miles an hour, and they built up the sea, which produced an abnormally high tide. Huge fan of the two graphics of the clouds looking absolutely livid, and the moon having a sleep.
Moon doesn't care.
More like the moon over water. Anyway...
Then look, the next one is all done in grayscale, but just with a little bit of light from the moon and some light in the windows. Well done, Sharon Vane. I like this one. It's really cool, all in monochrome.
So the weight of the tide caused the wall to give way, and then Canvey flooded. That's only, what, 60 years ago?
70 years ago this year, yeah.
But the eventually, the floodwaters start rising. They've got a picture of the Red Cow, which is a pub, and then on the left of that, a huge picture of, you know, the Laughing Cow.
It's like the opposite
cheese.
Of that, isn't it?
It's like the bull that treated her badly at university. Yeah.
It is a cow that looks absolutely fuming with the world.
It's the one that the Laughing Cow, like, brought home, and her dad was like, not in my house.
Oh, and then on the other side, who's this? Is this Neptune?
I think it's Jesus.
Right.
It's a bit Jesus.
It's definitely a bloke, probably a god, sort of coming out of the clouds, maybe in a white toga with a red shawl and a crown of diamonds. Yeah, Neptune or Jesus, one or the other.
Or Alfred the Great.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm loving so far, which is... So, you know, you have stereotypical ideas of Essex, and some of them are true and some of them are not, as with all stereotypes. Every single dog I've seen has had clothes on. Right, the next panel says many residents survived with some amazing stories to tell. And there's like a police officer by the looks of things, an army officer, a forces officer, and there's a baby in like one of those silver...
Perambulator?
Yeah, prams. A little child in wellies being rescued, and then a Jack Russell just like Mackie. Hey! Birds to be seen on the foreshore. You can identify some of the birds we saw. But yeah, we saw a tern, said that was what it was. Oyster catcher was the thing we saw.
Also, was one of them that, the tern?
No, I don't think it had a bill that long. I think it might have been the dunlin. Or a ringed plover. It was small and brown.
Ah, and the gull we saw wasn't a herring gull, it was a Mediterranean gull.
Oh, did it have that black?
Yeah, it had that black in the corners.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it was a dunlin, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so Esther asked us to have fish and chips from Bruno's Fish and Chips, so we've wandered back. It's literally, my car is parked staring forlornly into the window. I know, baby.
Mackie hates the bus.
And Mackie hates big. She hates big vehicles and vehicles going too fast. So here is Bruno's Fish and Chips. TripAdvisor Traveller's Choice. There's no outside seating, which is difficult.
Should we eat it?
I assume the dog can't go in.
Should I go and ask?
Yeah, you go and ask, and if we can't, I'll pop her in our crate. Asked you this before, but what was your nearest beach as a kid then? Because you're far from everywhere, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, you're not really far from anywhere.
Not in the grand scheme of things, but in UK terms. Would it have been East Coast then? It's where Kettering's way more east than I ever think of it.
Yeah, I think
being.
It's on Stanton. Shall I have a look? Yeah. Certainly, when we went to the beach, we went to Hunstanton. Happy Valley.
No, far too depressing.
Yeah, the word happy is a lie.
I just don't really get people that watch sad TV.
So,
isn't life sad enough?
The nearest beach to where I grew up was Heacham Beach in King's Lynn.
Heacham Beach, just call it Beacham then. Oh, that's Norfolk, isn't it?
60 miles away, yeah.
King's Lynn. I have such memories of like being a comedian, getting going and like getting the emceeing job in King's Lynn. And it doesn't look that far away, but was just so far. Have you ever done that Corn Exchange gig? And it's like such a big room. Like.
Big room, far away. Because I was coming from Manchester as well.
Yeah. Oh, and you'd finish the M11. And there'd only be, like, 30 miles left to do, but there'd be 2 hours to do it.
You're doing 20 miles an hour the entire way.
Why is there no more motorway?
So, yeah, I've just Googled. Hunstanton is where I remember going. That's North Norfolk. North Norfolk FM.
Can you love North Norfolk? That came up the other day in a quiz. I wish I'd had you with me. It was like, what radio station did Alan Partridge start on?
Our Price Radio?
No, I don't think it was. It was like Norfolk something or other. I said like North Norfolk Digital, and that was like, no, that's a later one.
I think it started on Our Price FM.
No. It wasn't what the quiz book said.
Let's Google it. So, Well, so he first appeared on the Hour, on the radio, as in like Steve Coogan playing it. But I think in the biography of Alan Partridge, yeah. He starred at Alan Radio Smile at St. Luke's Hospital was his first job. But according to the Alan Partridge wiki, Traffic Buster on Radio Norwich.
Yeah, Radio Norwich was the answer that they gave.
Yeah, and then he went to Scoutabout, and then he went to On the Hour in the biography of the man. But I do think in reality, he started on the Hour. That was the first, like...
That's so meta and confusing. That was, like, melting my brain a little bit. I'm like, no, what did we listen to it on? But what was he on in his fictional world? Yeah. But he was fictionally on the real radio. Yeah. That is enough to screw my brain up.
I love Alan Partridge so much.
Don't you? I've never, like, watched Alan Partridge, but I've listened to his audiobooks.
Really?
Yeah, and I watched that new one that he did.
This time?
That was very funny, but I've never watched the archives.
I'd really be interested to, because I think, as someone who's liked Alan Partridge for a long time, and I listened to On the Hour, and I listened to... Was he on the Day Today? I think he was. It wasn't on Brass Eye, though. A lot of them went to that. Then he got Oscars. I'm Alan Partridge, who's in the Linen Drawer Tavern, and then when he's with Sonia, tell text me and fuck off. They're ruined. Anyway, but I wonder, because I have just those things in my head, when I've listened to High Partridge and Nomad and all that, are there jokes that you just don't get because they're references to... Have you ever seen Alpha Power, the film he did?
Maybe.
With Colm Meaney.
I might have done. I can't remember.
In that, his friend Michael dies. It gets referenced to it.
No, thank you.
Yeah, reference it goes. She's off the
tea. Thank you. I don't remember watching it because I think I'd have been put off by that and sort of given up on watching it if that had been the case. So it can't have been.
Knowing you, I've put
me off.
Yeah, I'd love you to watch Alan Page. I really, really think you'd love it. Yeah.
There are those watch-along podcasts, aren't there? Like, we're watching all of The West Wing and talking about it. We could do that for Alan Partridge and finally get format that is reasonable and that people want.
People want this, you don't realise.
Okay, classic abuser.
Look what you've made me do!
So just had a minor hiccup with the old microphones there, so there could be some sound quality issues in this episode, but if there are, you've already experienced them, and now we've fixed them, so it sucks to be you.
So...
Anyway, back to the fish and chip chat. Well, I've got a question for you. On the table, there's some salt, classic, mm-hmm. There's some vinegar, classic, and then there's some clear liquid in the same bottle, same type of bottle as the vinegar, and it's called Onion Flavour Non-Brewed Condiment. What is that? And is that common? And I've just never come across it. Will's just poured some out on his finger and the table and licked it. And his face is telling me it probably does taste like onions.
It tastes exactly like pickled onion monster.
Oh, so it's like a pickled onion brine.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, isn't
it? Interesting. I guess, yeah, you get pickled eggs and pickled onions in fish and chip shops. I've never seen it just there as a condiment before.
Neither have I. But I did enjoy it.
Is that an Essex thing?
Shall I find out?
Yeah.
Onion flavour. Oh, God.
Did you just get conned on?
Yeah.
No. Onion ring?
That's a bum flavour, though, isn't
it? Yeah. Oh, you can put a condom, Willy, in a bum.
Pickled onion. Yeah,
it's Who's this for? Listen to a podcast about a lovely day out to a beach in winter. You could put a condom, Willie, in a bum.
How many do
you? This is why, when execs ask you to pitch concepts for things, they ask you to do a clear one pager about what it is.
I want you to understand that there is going to be something that you and I are going to talk about off record. that even I know is not for our listeners here.
My haddock's ready. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Can I have... is it with the curry sauce and saveloy?
Yes.
Yeah, please then, yeah.
My fish and chips has arrived. It's maybe a foot long, this piece of fish. Absolutely incredible. And genuinely, and
that's
I know it
thank
makes
you.
Me a wanker, but I'm not going to eat it until Will gets back, because I want him to take a picture of it to put on the Instagram, because
yeah,
I think
please,
you guys
yeah.
need to see the size and scale of the fish and chips you get from Bruno's fish and chips.
What were you saying while I was gone? He jumped away. Lovely. For everyone else in here, doesn't realise you've got a little tiny microphone on there.
I was telling them about the size of my fish. Can I dip in your curry sauce a little bit?
Yeah.
Thank you. Nope, I left my chips.
Why don't you get one of my chips?
I went to dip there and just accidentally left the chip in Will's sauce. Oh, that's nice.
Curry sauce and gravy. It's absolutely delicious on chips.
Mm.
Also, if you here's something nice for you. If you ever had a katsu chicken or whatever, if you get chip shop curry sauce and like a chicken nugget, it's like a bastardised version, but it's so tasty.
Right, well, I might pause so you don't just have to sit and listen to us eating.
But before we do stop, unless something terrible happens in the next 10 minutes, Bruno Fish and Chip Shop, great recommendation by Esther.
Will the door be? The door is open. Oh my god, it's like walking into a nightmare.
You get a tenner each in place again?
Yeah. Where does that cat noise
come from? All
right, Laurie, the tenner. Thanks, buddy. Hang on, we need a little pot. There's so many coins on the floor. Yay!
I've got a few,
I've got some tickets.
Ooh. So, now, depending on what all that sounded like, you know, to us in the record, you've either just listened to us in an arcade, or suddenly this bit of audio is happening, and I need to let you know that we have just been in an arcade.
We played a game with a horrible cat in a bin.
Then the same
horrible
game.
Noises, but it did work in making us play it. So the horrible noises sadly worked, and more horrible noises will appear in more games.
It really showed us up to be essentially children, because
yes.
you were like, what's this bright noise and sounds? We must get involved, throw
yep.
money at it.
We squabbled over a duck game I accused Will of cheating.
Yeah, right, so the game was, in essence, throw a
yeah,
thing
yeah, but the water worked differently on your way.
Okay, so right, it's like a water pistol, and then it mirrors itself. It's exactly the same both sides. And Laura accused me of, you know, despite having nothing to do with the engineering of the game, the making of the game, Laura was like, you're cheating. It's been set up in your favour. This is the patriarchy.
It was.
It was insane.
It was. Anyway, everything was brilliant, and then Will ruined it.
Yeah, you might be able to tell that Laura is in, well, what, you know, we like to have a little bit of a bicker on the old podcast. Laura is in a genuine grump right now. Laura, please tell the lovely listeners why you're in a literal grump right now.
Because we worked really hard and spent not an insubstantial amount of money on playing games and winning tokens. And then we were choosing a prize, and Will just decided to give our prizes away.
To who?
Probably they'll just throw it in the bin. And Will is claiming that they're going to pass it on to a child, but they're not. He gave all of our tokens back to the lady behind the counter, and they'll just put it in the bin, and you're an idiot. And I said I didn't want to. I said I wanted a toy, and you just stole them and ignored me and gave it away.
Yeah, that's right. Laura is annoyed with me because we collected the other tokens you get to exchange for gifts. We got enough to get like a flump each. And I said to the woman there, hey, me and my friend in here having a great time off season. We're in our mid-30s. and have enough money to buy a flum. So why don't you take this present and the next, like, kid that comes in.
Yeah, but you haven't given them to a kid. She is not going to give them to a kid. She will screw that thing up and put it in the bin.
Right, and you haven't got a squishy gorilla to lose or pollute so everyone
but I
wins.
Wanted a squishy gorilla head. Anyway, it's been a lovely day, Canby Island. I wish I'd come by myself, but if you like the podcast, go to patreon.com/nationaltreasures podcast.
Also, if anyone lives in the Essex area, ideally near Canby Island, from the look on Laura's face, I am walking home. So if you give me a lift to Brighton, that'd be swell.
Yeah, what time did you need to be home for? 4 o'clock,
yeah.
Yeah, well, go fuck yourself. You can go fuck yourself. Join us next week. We'll be talking to Esther Manito.
She is lovely,
and she sent us to Canby Island. Oh, maybe, Esther, send your kids here. There's apparently some toys waiting for them. Follow us on social media at Treasures Pod. Unfollow Will. He'd prefer you followed a small child instead.
And if you want to give me a lift home, there's a load of tickets you can have at Canby Island.
Not the Will. They're in the... You literally gave the gold back to the dragon.
What?
You're a fucking idiot.
Right. Laura, I'll be honest with you. I've been in trouble many times in my life for many things. But this is the stupidest one of all of them. Bye, everyone. See you next week.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.